You got up here, Coach, and I know you had a couple of rough days as far as your health goes. You got the old flu bug run through you on Friday and Saturday. I told you I wish I would have talked to you Thursday. Thursday is a lot better night for the Lady Cats.
Yeah, and I think I infected the girls, so even worse. So
they just looked like they were a step off tonight.
We had three girls roll sick tonight, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Polo at all. But yeah, we were real lethargic. We had three girls pretty sick, and they battled their guts out to try. You know, we don't play very many girls, so when you got two or three of them sick, that's all. So hopefully we get through this week and be done with it. But it's probably my fault. I probably infected them.
Well, I won't say who it was, but I saw one of them come out of the game in the third quarter, and you could just kind of tell by the look in her face going, I just don't feel real well right now, Coach.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, I just super proud of the way they just kept battling. I don't play very many girls right now. We play five. We got a couple girls we want to start working in a little bit more, but those are our five right now, and when we're lethargic, that's what we talked about after the game, you know. It is what it is. We were sick. I was super proud of them for trying. You could just tell that it was like we were wading in mud there.
Yeah,
in the third quarter.
Quicksand.
Yeah, it was just, and you know, they were trying. You could tell. It was just like, oh, my God, I'm trying, but nothing's going on. So, anyway, the other two girls, Emerson and Marion, so far, knock on wood, they're healthy, and they played well. And I'm not saying the other three girls didn't. They're just sick. I mean, and I'm just
the
proud of them.
They're
just sick, and I'm proud of them for really, really trying their hardest and battling as hard as they could.
We know this, too. You know, another night, maybe you get that one. Polo's 4-1 for a reason, and Hannah Vaught's really good. So, you know, a couple of things there. And you said it, you don't want to take credit away from Polo. That's a good basketball team that Coach Glenn has.
Yeah, you know, we had to take them out of transition, and we thought we did in the first half. We couldn't make anything in the first quarter.
They got hot in the second.
Yeah, and then second quarter, that was kind of the team that we've been accustomed to seeing, the second quarter. You know, maybe the ibuprofen or whatever kicked in, and we were going at it defensively and really did some good things offensively. We pushed the ball well right through there and outscored them 16-5. And then the third quarter hit, and we were right back to that lethargic and just couldn't get going, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah, those. I know we're sitting there describing how it, you know, we've all been sick before, and the last thing I want to do is play basketball. I'm sick, I can tell you that much. But it does seem to me that when you're not feeling well, but those low spots feel lower and the highs, you know, you just saw it, the waves of energy that the girls kind of ran off of tonight.
Yeah. And, you know, you start doing things that you typically may not do in a game, you know, defensively. And you know, then you kind of get behind, and then you start doing things you don't do offensively. So, you know, it just compiled. And we talked after the game, and let's get healthy, and let's get better, and we'll be fine. And I think the girls were in agreement to that, and they knew that they were lethargic. You know, the two losses we've had, we came out real lethargic. And so... let's just get healthy, I said, and then we'll go from there.
Well, let's look
as far from over, and we'll just keep building and hope we're still in it.
Let's look big picture because, you know, one game is not the whole season. For those that have not seen Milan, and granted, his ball didn't go in the hoop tonight, a couple of the girls were a little bit under the weather. For those that haven't seen Milan, I will say this. Emerson Pauly looks like a really improved player this year. We know what Marion is. The Pickerings, both of them, look improved. I know you don't have the greatest depth in the world, but I think you got the pieces to be the conference loss hurts tonight, but you got a chance to be a big factor in the GRC in January.
Yeah, we'll have to always take it one game at a time, but hope for some help a little bit down the road in that area. But, yeah, you know, we've got four girls basically averaging double figures for us, and that's probably a big change that a Milan team's had in a while, so we're super proud of that. And when we do share the ball, we're really fun to watch, and they see that and they know that, and they work really well as good as a team, but just tonight we just couldn't get it going.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. You have daughters who played at Trenton High School. And, right. you know, Scotland graduates, McKinley comes in, and she gets compared to Scotland. McKinley graduates, and you got Mike compared to McKinley. Being compared to a sibling is tough. You know where I'm going with this.
Yep, it's
fun for Emerson Pauly. It looks like she's escaping the shadow of her sister and creating her own legacy starting this year.
For sure. You know, we've had that talk before about getting compared, and it's the worst thing in the world. They're two different players, two different kids, and two different worlds right now. And, you know, Emerson's actually always had what you're seeing now. It's just, it's been a confidence thing. You know, she's always been a really, really good player. Last year was one of our best practice players, but then come to games, she just can't get that confidence going. And you'd see it at some times, and she's bringing that this year. And I just told her, we got to have her, and we trust her, and she's doing a great job on our point. She's averaging, you know, over 5 assists for us, and you know, 12 points a game. I mean, you can't ask for any more there out of our point guard. So, yeah, I mean, just keep her confidence going, and we're super proud of her.
What do you have coming up schedule-wise, Coach?
We got Maysville Friday, another conference game here. We have Atlanta next Tuesday at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a Meadville team at NCNC, so, you know, we know what that is. So.
I knew you had somebody at Holiday Hoops.
Yeah.
I just couldn't come up for the life of me who it was. But for those who have not seen the Meadville girls, and I'm telling you right now, that team is really good.
Yep.
Really good.
You know, they're undefeated state champs. So, when they ask me if I want to play, we don't shy away from playing anybody. We may get beat by 50, but we'll play.
You only get better by playing the best, right?
That's right. And they'll just make us get better, and we're going to go out and try to be their first loss. You know, that's our kind of what we want to talk about. It's just, hey, let's go.
They got
nothing to lose.
They
so
got two Carvajals.
Yep.
Is one
ones.
Coming off of an ACL?
I know. I'm not sure. There was an injury. I don't know if it was ACL or MCL that she played with.
Corey Holzer is, I don't know if she's underrated, but Corey Holzer is really good.
Very well, and that's before the Carvajal girls got there. She was an all-stater, so,
yeah.
I mean, come on. that's rough walking into that. So,
you know, Holiday Hoops loves to do this. They like to have the little bit bigger school against a little bit smaller school.
Yeah,
and
I know,
man,
I
that
know.
Little bit smaller school is pretty good.
No, that's fine. But I told them, I said, yeah, we'll play. We'll play. We'll play anybody. Anytime we might get beat by 50, but we're going to go out and come try to compete, and that's what I want my girls to do.
As so. I said, I know in looking at talent and your team has a chance to be really good come district time in February.
And that was another thing I told the girls that after the game. I said, we're 6 games in. You know, we've got 6-7 games in. We got a long ways to go.